Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Big 12 Nation. How is everybody today? And we're back for our short weekly podcast, as usual, talking about the great Big 12 Conference. And Oklahoma State was a thriller. I'm really glad, just to jump into it, I'm really glad that pretty much the call with the targeting ended up going the way it did, because if it didn't, everybody would have blamed the referees for Oklahoma State losing. That was a big mistake by Baker Mayfield to throw that interception. I really thought it would have been smart for them to just keep running the ball, keep it in the middle of the field, and then kick a field goal and go for the 3 points. Also, at the end of the game, when they had the long touchdown run, if I'm that kid, I take a knee at the 1 yard line so I get out of there. Winning by 10 points isn't important in that game. Winning is important in that game. So I wish, that's the only thing I can argue it. However, if I was the referee, and this is how I look at it, when you look at that targeting call, it did not interfere the interception. And this is what I mean. I want everybody to listen to this. When I say it didn't interfere the interception, I mean he hit the guy after he had already dropped the ball. So he had already, the ball had already went through his hands. He had missed it. Then he got hit. But that didn't force him to miss the ball, so I don't get why they had to go that way with that call. But either or, it planned out perfectly. Now nobody can blame anybody, because that was, and that's what drives me crazy sometimes. Like when they'll call a roughing the passer and the play is over, but the interception had already occurred. To me, I feel like the same team shouldn't get the ball back. What they should do is say, okay, you roughed the passer, but the interception was already made after you did it. So, therefore, it's a 15-yard penalty on the team, you know, that's possessing the ball right now. Like last night, I would have said, okay, add on 15 more points, push Oklahoma back, and then give it to – some people may disagree – and then give it back to the Sooners. But whatever. It played out like it did. So, it's actually – better than anything I can think of or the opinion I can have, because now nobody can blame the refs. And, you know, they had their chance. They went for it on 4th and 8. I don't think it was smart. I would have kicked the 55-yard field goal. I would at least took that attempt at the 55-yard field goal, because, you know, if Oklahoma gets it back, it's over. That, to me, that's a better option going for the field goal. But, I mean, Mike Gundy is a great coach. I would never second-guess a coach like Gundy, but I don't know, guys. It was a good game. That's what's most important. Forget opinions, what should have happened, what shouldn't have happened. It was a good game. It shows how good the Big 12 Conference is. It was a great time, and I believe it was the best game on yesterday. I mean, you had the Michigan State, Penn State. They had the ridiculously long delay, but that was nowhere near action-packed as the OSU-OU game. That was an awesome game. And that'll be one that we as Big 12 fans will remember for a long time. I mean, when they get the decades out or they pull up film, this is one of those ones that you'll be able to pull up and be like, oh, yeah, remember this game? So that was awesome. Now, that being said, TCU did win, so it's going to be an extremely competitive game next weekend. In addition to that, Iowa State did lose at West Virginia. Now West Virginia is bowl eligible. And I just want to know, I mean, will we get in the college football playoff? I think so, because we're at number 5. Ohio State lost again. Penn State lost again. Michigan State already has 2 losses. They can't put a 2-loss Big Ten team in there. They know Wisconsin is not going to beat the team from the East. I mean, there's too many animals in the East. There's Michigan State. There's Michigan. There's Penn State. There's Ohio State. Wisconsin, biggest competition is Nebraska. Nebraska hasn't been really that good since they left the Big 12. Nebraska was good. They went downhill when they decided to fire Bo Pelini over something childish and petty, because he wasn't nice enough to the boosters or nice enough to certain important people. Now, I told people about that, and he has to be nice enough stuff that it gets you a lot of losses. Put the coach in there because the man knows how to win, not because he knows how to kiss your butt. Now, let's talk about this Iowa State game. I had a feeling this was going to be a rough game for Iowa State because West Virginia plays so hard at home. And now, for the first time, Iowa State saw what it felt like to have the bullseye on their back. See, the last couple of big wins they had, other teams were intimidated by them because they played so well. So the bullseye was on TCU's back. It was on Oklahoma's back. When they went to Texas Tech, it was still on Texas Tech's back because at that time, everybody thought that Texas Tech would be that last bowl team and Iowa State wouldn't get a bowl. They just got lucky and beat Oklahoma. Well, now they had to go on the road with the target on them, and, you know, they came up short. It wasn't like they got blown out or got whooped. West Virginia is a solid team, and, you know, that's probably Dana Holgorsen's biggest win of the year. He always gets one or two, and I'm happy for him. But, you know, they still have to go to Kansas State, and I doubt Bill Snyder in these last three games they have left. Since they have five wins now, Bill Snyder will find a way to get six wins and get his team bowl eligible. So last three teams on the schedule at Kansas State, be ready. And let's just talk about Kansas State, Texas Tech. I really thought Cliff Kingsbury could get seven or six wins. And same thing, that's part of your job winning. But I thought he could get 6 or 7 wins. And it's not looking good for Texas Tech now. I don't think now at this point they have a chance to get to a bowl game. Wow. This is a shock to me. But hats off to Matt Campbell in Iowa State. This may create hot seat talks for Kingsbury. I did like what he did with the staff. He kept his defensive coordinator in place. He stayed loyal. They were playing better, you know, especially with the out-of-conference win against Arizona State. And I don't know what the heck happened these last 2 or 3 weeks. I mean, they could have won at West Virginia. That would have been a big win and finished that game. They should have beat Iowa State at home. They definitely should have beat Kansas State at home if they wanted to get to a bowl game, but they did not do those things. And those are three wins right there that would already have them with 7 wins. So I don't know. I don't know what to say. I hope he gets one more year left, but I'm pretty sure people in Lubbock are not too happy right now. And if it goes this way again next year, we're going to start seeing some turnover. So other than that, you know, K-State, congrats. They got the win on the road. I'm pretty sure they'll get the bowl eligibility. Whew, wow. Now let's talk about Texas TCU. And on the local radio in Austin, I heard them talking a lot about is this TCU team good? How would their offense be? Is it legit? All these things. A lot of back and forth about some stuff maybe Gary Patterson hinted at, saying they weren't at their best. TCU did what they were supposed to do, and they shut Texas down. They whooped them pretty good. It was 31-7. Solid win for TCU, especially being that TCU lost to Iowa State and Texas beat Iowa State. So that helps their case out. Now we'll see what happens with them next week in Norman, which obviously will be the Big 12 game of the week. Let's jump over to Baylor, Kansas. Should David Beatty be fired? Not yet. I know everybody's like, what do you mean, not yet? Well, in the 4 years, give him 4 full years. You know, Kansas has been known for firing their coaches a little immature. Get a man 4 full years. Next year, if it's like this, I'm sure he won't make it past week 5. But we'll see. Give him a chance. But Baylor got their first win and officially makes Kansas the worst team in the conference. Kansas can't even beat FBS teams that are out of their conference. So you never know, guys, in these situations, what can happen. David Beatty, I would hope that if there are coaches around the country writing you letters and offering support or offering you help, you might want to open those letters up and read them because you obviously need some connection in high school recruiting and coaching. So if people are offering you help, sir, which I know most coaches get letters from people all over the country all the time, you might want to open those letters up and not be have such a big ego and reach out for some help. That's usually what happens at a lot of losing programs. A lot of these coaches' egos are too big, and sometimes you just need help. And there's nothing wrong with that, especially if somebody wants to help you for free or help you in some type of area in your program, especially at a losing program, because people can go to winning programs and work for free, and winning programs get them great jobs. I don't know about how good of a job coaching at Kansas will get you, high school or college. Let's hope David Beatty gets one more year and hope he gets somebody in there that can help him out, and hopefully he is willing to reach out to people that are willing to help him get that situation taken care of up in Lawrence, because it doesn't look good from the outside looking in, and probably from the inside looking out, it probably doesn't look good either. Now, let's talk. We really covered everything. So you know what? Let's talk about what this college football playoff. So they had Oklahoma at 5. TCU, I believe, was still in the top 10. Two of those people have lost this week. They'll bump out. Hopefully TCU bumps down. But we know after next week, guys, somebody's going to have two losses. Now, if TCU would have won, then that's what's crazy, guys. Like, really, I'm just sitting there thinking, like, that's what's so damn crazy about this college football season. Like, you just never know. It's like life. Like, it'll look like this team is going to win out, and then it's like, damn, they'll lose. And then this team will lose, and then that'll happen. Like, it's just crazy. That's why I think we should never get bent out of shape after one loss early in the season for anybody. Like, if you're an OSU fan, you're an OU fan, TCU fan, whatever team is your favorite team in the Big 12, we should never get bent out of shape for one loss, because it just turns out crazy, guys. Like, you just never know how this season is going to end up. And we may have a two-loss team for once in the playoff. Georgia and Alabama, I think they're going to try and keep them in there no matter what. So who gets in is pretty much, if Clemson can finish out with one loss, and then it'll be a toss-up between Oklahoma and obviously a Pac-12 team or a Big Ten team. If Wisconsin wins out, they'll get in. But we know Wisconsin's not going to win out. I don't see a two-loss. If OU finishes with one loss, I don't see – how do I say that? I don't see a Big Ten team with two losses getting in over Oklahoma, especially when Oklahoma beat one of the best Big Ten teams, which is Ohio State. So that Michigan State versus Ohio State game next week is going to be a big deal for OU fans and Big 12 Nation. It's probably going to determine whether we get the playoff or not. So everybody from Big 12 Nation, make sure y'all tune into that game next week, because that's a big one in Columbus next week. That'll determine pretty much our fate if OU can beat TCU. So it's nuts, but this is what we want in college football. We want parity. We shouldn't have a team knowing that they can go undefeated all the time. We need some type of competition. So I'm really happy to see what the heck is going on here. Well, let's get to our weekly picks, guys. We'll go. And I can't remember what I predicted. I had to go listen to last week's podcast, but I think I would predict it pretty closely what the OSU-Oklahoma game would be. I knew it was a high-scoring game, but I think I pricked that one pretty close. All right, guys, week 11 already. Let's get to it. Oklahoma State at Iowa State. Damn. Iowa State is bowl eligible. I believe Iowa State will get one more, but after losing to West Virginia, I don't know if you're on that big of a high. Oklahoma State still has a lot riding on the line, being that there's so many two-loss teams that are getting into the playoff this year or have a chance at the playoff this year. So I'd say Oklahoma State wins on the road at Iowa State 35-21, 35-17, 34-17, somewhere in that area. Texas Tech at Baylor. I'll say this. If Cliff Kingsbury wants to be in Lubbock, even though this season has been a downhill, if he wants to be in Lubbock next year, he better find a way to beat Baylor. And I'm not even picking this one because it's too damn hard. So y'all can call me corny or soft, whatever. I'm not picking that one. But whoever wins that one, I say it's 52-50 or something like that, or 55-52 or something crazy. It's a high-scoring game. And whoever has the ball last wins that Texas Tech-Baylor game. West Virginia at Kansas State. I'm going to go Bill Snyder at home, Kansas State. He needs a bowl victory, a bowl win. Run the clock, play good defense, run the ball. I'm going Kansas State in this one, 28-10, 28-13, something like that. Kansas at Texas, Texas 50, Kansas 0. TCU at Oklahoma. TCU does play tough defense. Let's say Oklahoma wins this one 31-24 or by a field goal 27-24, something like that. So that's it, guys. Just our short podcast every week. Love this conference. Big 12 Nation all the way, and we will see. It's right around the corner. It's already November. Before we know it, it'll be Thanksgiving, and then we'll be looking up. It'll be the Big 12 championship game, and the playoff will be here. Man, the season flies. It's like after week five, when you get midway through the season, it's like it just flies after that. All right, guys, it's been Big 12 Nation. Everybody have a good week. Enjoy yourselves. Later.